Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 9th. 1 Kings chapter 5 and 6, Executive Officer. The unparalleled wisdom and brilliance of Solomon had established his imprint on the world. 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 to 34 as an example. Now the writer turns his attention to Solomon's most important undertaking, the building of the temple. The task will take Solomon 20 years from start to finish. Yet there is a facet to this story that needs comment. The chronicler in 1 Chronicles 22 and following tells us that it was David who had devised the plans for the temple through dreams and visions from God. Solomon's responsibility was simply to execute those plans, to follow someone else's directions, not come up with his own. Solomon obviously succeeded brilliantly, but still, was the temple his own? After all, it was called Solomon's temple, not David's temple. Or was he just following in Dad's footsteps? Moreover, as we will see in later readings, Solomon maintained his spiritual fire only during the time and shortly after that he was building the temple. Once he completed the temple, Solomon began to stray, and stray, and stray, to the point where the writer says, all those foreign wives were his undoing. More on that in a future Daily Dose. Something went seriously wrong in the heart of the wisest man the earth had ever known. What was that? My hunch is that Solomon, who was young and inexperienced when he first began his reign and his tasks, recognized his need for guidance and wisdom in those early days. Solomon was grateful that someone else had laid out his future for him, but when he'd been at it for a long while and had been so successful at his work that the world was flocking to his door, he began to believe his press. Once his spiritual sensitivities had become thus calcified, his decline was inevitable. Do we know anybody like that? Do we see him or her in the mirror every morning? Is the spiritual fire of an earlier time dimmed down to embers because we've become more and more accustomed to relying on our own wisdom and accomplishment rather than on pleasing God through faith? Fan into flame the gift of God, Paul thundered to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.